Okay. What about chickens?
Yeah.
When you're riding on a horse, yeah, when you're driving a horse, you hold the lines. When you're riding on him, you guide him with a what?
Bridle rein.
Okay, and you put your feet in the what?
Stirrup.
Okay. If you got two horses, which is the nigh horse? Have you ever heard that term? The lead horse?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Which one is that?
It's always on the right, you know, and then the left for the other.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the lead horse, yeah.
When you're plowing, we were talking about turning plows a minute ago, when you're plowing, what do you call the little ditch that the plow makes?
That's telling you about. Well, you run the middle of that with a shovel. You have a shovel plow like that that's on it, you know. And then you can put your sweep on it and you'll throw it out of the first thing.
I see. Have you ever heard of a second cutting of anything, you know, where you cut something once?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it, the second cutting?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's getting hay, you know.
Okay.
You can cut the reeds, you know, and then go back dirt down and cut your another Mr. Reed said, hey, you'll hit it there.
But that gram, that would be the first cut. Breaking
ground.
Yeah,
the first breaking, it would be the furrows there that you cut with a plow.
Uh-huh.
Used to, of course, if you'd never farmed it before, you'd have to clear it. I mean, what we call clearing new ground.
Yeah.
People used to clear and then they have log rollings. Do you have things like that?
Yeah, I've never been to one, but I've heard them talk about it.
Yeah, everybody's going there if you throw a log roll and get
the same. People don't help each other out like that.
No, why? You couldn't get nobody coming there if you just get logs out and you feel your
name. People live sometimes and don't even know their next door neighbors. And back to the back, you used to know everybody within 40 miles.
I know, you live in a place like this, you don't know your
name. Well, people were starving then what it is now. And you give somebody where we haven't been sick.
Yeah.
Why, they'd take off a foot over there and set up with you the night and everything.
Yeah,
Now, them character horse peddlers.
Yeah. What about if somebody, well, the opposite of, if he didn't fall on his face, if he fell on his back, he'd fall what?
Backwards.
Okay.
Side.
Okay, and if he didn't fall backwards, if he landed on his face, he'd fall?
Forward.
Okay. Let's see. When you were farming, how many bushels an acre did you figure was a good crop of corn, say?
Well, I say used to 50 bushels was pretty good.
That nowadays they get 100.
Oh,
they use all this chemical fertilizer.
We didn't fertilize good, and then we had to have it so far apart, you know, then.
Yeah.
Now they just crowded up.
Yeah. Did you ever grow any oats or anything?
Oh, yeah.
What do you have to do to them to get them out of the hull?
Well, I never did get them out of the hull. We just cut the whole thing down and feed them. Tie them up and bone them, you know, and feed them to a stock.
You didn't thrash them?
No, you didn't thrash them.
Okay.
Pulling slaughter and stuff like that, we just tie it up and bottles too, you know, and feed to the stock.
Yeah, okay. What about some different kind of breads? It's a homemade bread, we thought it's made out of wheat flour, you call it what?
Well, you call it it's flour, I reckon,
we
call it biscuit.
Okay, or if you
loaf bread. Okay. You know, we used to make our own loaf bread.
Yeah.
Right. Loaf bread.
That's good stuff when it's good and fine. Yeah. Come right out of the oven.
Use it for
bread. Yeah.
Yeah, cook it for anything. People used to make sweet bread and molasses.
Yeah. What about, do you remember having to use the yeast to